For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Kentucky politics, candidates made their final pushes ahead of next week's primary elections. Voters across the state will weigh in on who to nominate for Congress, the state legislature, and several local offices on Tuesday. Plus, Governor Matt Bevin named a new Secretary of the State Health Cabinet. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Politicians like to say that elections have consequences, but a few dozen teachers are hoping that policies have consequences, namely that the legislature's overhaul of the public pension system will prove to be politically unpopular. More than 40 current and retired teachers are running for seats in the state legislature this year. Travis Brenda has been teaching at Rockcastle County High School for 19 years. He's challenging Representative Jonathan Schell in the 71st District Republican primary.
They're making those big changes, which are going to discourage young people from pursuing jobs in the public sector.
This year, the legislature passed a bill that scales back retirement benefits for future state employees, especially teachers. It wasn't as extreme as the original version of the bill, which would have made major changes to benefits of current employees, but the law still tweaks current benefits by changing how saved-up sick time can apply to retirement eligibility. Brenda says his problems with the legislature go beyond pensions, criticizing lawmakers for not putting enough money into public education and passing corporate tax cuts while raising sales taxes.
What has been driving the leadership in this last session, or the last two sessions, starting with the charter school system a year ago, has been aimed more toward big business and not necessarily looking out for the working man.
In House District 6, which includes Marshall County and parts of Lyon and McCracken counties, retired teacher Linda Story Edwards says she's running on the pension issue, but also to push for safer schools in the wake of the fatal shooting at Marshall County High School this year. She says she opposes the proposal to arm teachers some lawmakers are pushing.
I have talked with many active teachers, and most of them do not want to pack a gun. And I can say we're teachers, we're not policemen.
Though all 100 seats in the State House of Representatives are up for re-election this year, 13 incumbent lawmakers don't have any challengers in the primary or general elections. Four of Kentucky's U.S. congressmen have no challengers in the primary: Brett Guthrie, Thomas Massey, James Comer, and John Yarmuth. Sixth District Congressman Andy Barr is being challenged by Lexington resident Chuck Eddy in the Republican primary, but the real showdown will be in the six-way Democratic primary for those trying to unseat Barr in November. That includes Lexington Mayor Jim Gray, former Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath, and State Senator Reggie Thomas. In a debate on KET Monday, all three of the candidates distanced themselves from National Democrats, a possible sign of what the race will look like against Barr. Here's McGrath.
You know, the Democratic Party is seemed to be led by San Francisco and Nancy Pelosi and New York City and Chuck Schumer. And, you know, that's not Americans. So as Democrats, we need to get that back.
Secretary of State Alison Lundergan Grimes predicts that 30% of registered voters will head to the polls on Tuesday. That might sound low, but it would be the highest voter participation rate in a primary since 2010. In other news, this week, Governor Bevin and other state officials set off on a trade mission to Japan and South Korea to meet with business leaders. Japan is Kentucky's largest international investor, with Japanese-owned companies employing more than 46,000 people in the state, mostly in the automotive industry. And Bevin named his Deputy Chief of Staff, Adam Meyer, to be the next Secretary of the Cabinet for Health and Family Services. Meyer helped craft Bevin's plan to overhaul Kentucky's Medicaid system by requiring able-bodied recipients to work or volunteer and pay monthly premiums in order to keep their benefits. Meyer replaces Vicki Yates Brown Glisson, who's running as a Republican for Kentucky's 3rd Congressional District. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Rylan Barton.